This weekend, CBS is airing a remake of The Caine Mutiny. You may remember Humphrey Bogart on the witness stand nervously rolling a handful of steel balls in the 1953 movie version of the story. The CBS remake was directed by Robert Altman. Television critic David Bianculli has a review.
It was the principle of respect for command. That principle was dead when I came aboard that ship, but I brought it to life and I nagged, and I crabbed, and I bitched, and I hollered, but by God, I made it stick while I was the captain.
9 times out of 10, a TV remake of a classic movie, or a classic play, is a classic waste. Even that 10th time out of 10, the most you can hope for is a draw, with one or two performances good enough to make the comparison interesting. This Sunday, CBS is presenting a remake of The Caine Mutiny, the Herman Woke story that was both a classic movie and a classic play. The image of Humphrey Bogart as Lieutenant Commander Queeg, rattling those silver balls and ranting about strawberries, is as fresh now as it was when the movie was made, and that was almost 35 years ago. Yet this new version of the Caine Mutiny court-martial is better than the movie, and one of the better things on TV this year. The cast is impressive. It has to be, because this new version is all talk and no action, except for one final scene outside the courtroom. Otherwise, there are no flashbacks, no breaks in the testimony. Just questions and answers, delivered believably and matter-of-factly by a great bunch of young actors. Brad Davis has the Bogart role of Commander Queeg, and Jeff Daniels plays Stephen Merrick, the lieutenant on trial for mutiny. Michael Murphy plays the captain in charge of the trial, and the attorneys are played by Peter Gallagher, who portrayed the accused killer in The Murder of Mary Fagan, and writer-performer Eric Bogosian. Everybody's wonderful, but the most wonderful contribution of all comes from the director, Robert Altman. What Altman has done here, quite obviously, is pattern this trial after such recent TV proceedings as the Iran-Contra hearings. While witnesses are testifying, attorneys and court officers slip in and out or look bored or whisper to each other. Witnesses speak naturally and nervously, and sometimes are distracted by the sights and sounds from outside the court, which in this case is literally a court, a basketball court on a naval base, with bands practicing outside and words echoing inside. Altman films all of this with a very nervous camera, one that is liable to wander away from a witness and catch an offhand glance from a background character. Even when it keeps one character in the frame is slowly shifting from side to side or in and out to keep things moving, or to keep them looking less staged. Altman began his career in television, directing everything from Alfred Hitchcock Presents and Combat to The Millionaire, and it's kind of neat that he's revived his career after a string of film flops by returning to TV. He's done 2 Pinner plays for ABC and a bunch of plays for cable TV, including The Laundromat for HBO. And beginning this week on HBO is the latest installment of Tanner 88, a political satire written by Gary Trudeau and directed by Altman. Tanner 88 is good, The Caine Mutiny court-martial is great, and Robert Altman is back.
What do I care for strawberries? It was a question of principle. Pilfering is pilfering, and on my ship... Oh, not that we had so many treats, either. With those slow-motion mess treasures of ours. Not like when I was an ensign, believe me, they made me jump, sure enough. And we didn't get something pleasant like strawberries once in a blue moon. Why, it was an outrage not to have another helping if I felt like it. And I wasn't going to let them get away with that, and I didn't. By God, there was no more of that again on that ship.
That was Brad Davis as the desperate Captain Queeg. David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.